Proclamation number 4696 of 23rd of July, 1949. Knowledge. Love. Truth. God. The clear realization of what exists, thus what can be called spiritual knowledge, is only part of perfection and can therefore never be achieved intellectually but only through a will which is completely subordinate to God's will and which results in a way of life which is full of love and which returns the being to its original state, to the state of freedom, light and strength. Then the being, whether on earth or in the beyond, will no longer be ignorant of things, then it will know everything, about God's rule and activity, about the connection of all created things with the Creator, it will know about the original beginning and the final aim, about the meaning and purpose of divine activity and its cause and effect. Then the being has thus become knowledgeable, it stands in the light and can radiate light itself and again dispel darkness where goodwill is present again. To gain deep knowledge through thought alone is not possible because the intellect of man certainly carries out a spiritual activity, therefore seeks to order the thoughts, however as long as it happens without spiritual support, therefore where the intellect alone seeks to reach knowledge without the heart. The human being must be good from within, that is, he must feel driven to work of love. Only then will the Spirit of God come into action, which now orders and directs the human being's thinking, his intellectual activity, and only then will the result of intellectual thinking correspond to truth, which, however, will not have been achieved by the intellect but by the heart, which to a certain extent influences the intellect to receive and process the thoughts flowing in from the spiritual kingdom. The complete subordination of the will to the divine will is the first condition and presupposes this deep love for God and humility, which finds its expression in serving neighborly love. Therefore, only the human being who fulfills the divine commandments and thus, through a life of love, unites himself with the one who is eternal love himself, but who is also eternal truth and consequently all knowledge, the pure truth, must originate from him but can never be passed on to those people who are indeed intellectually extremely active but devoid of all love. For they have no connection with the original source of love and truth and therefore cannot possess or achieve anything which God reserves for those who love Him and keep His commandments. What is not possible for the keenest intellect, to penetrate the all-encompassing knowledge, to penetrate the essence of the eternal deity, is easily possible for a loving heart, and again, even the keenest intellect will find a process incomprehensible which nevertheless results in demonstrable success. For the fact that a person without prior education can provide information and enlightenment requires knowledge which can therefore only have been conveyed to him spiritually and which therefore has to be regarded as proof that the deepest wisdom, the eternal truth, can only be gained through love. Amen.